It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go. The 3-2 runners go. It is strike three called. It's a no-hitter. The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history. Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done.
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here for the Marauders pregame show. Here is the scoop. The Marauders have dropped five in a row. They have been outscored 43-11 in these first five games of the series against the Mighty Muscles, and they look to avoid being swept in a series for the first time since August of 2018. So as they simultaneously look to avoid the sweep and knock off a five-game losing streak, they're going to look to a man who has not yet made a start at the single-A level, although he has had some success out of the bullpen this season. Left-hander Jake Sweeney getting the spot start here this Sunday afternoon. He'll be opposed by right-hander Travis Adams, and we'll give you more information, as per usual, on those two men a little bit later on in the broadcast. A beautiful sunshiny day for baseball as we get ready for a noon first pitch here at Lee Cobb Park. And we will step aside. When we come back, we'll have the weekly farm report for you, the latest on the goings-on at the double-A level, with the Altoona Curve coming up on the other side of this break. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
with the Altoona Curry. It is time for our weekly farm report now. We hear the voice of the AA Altoona Curve, John Moses, on the latest at the AA level in the Pirates organization. Here's John.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. The Curve saw their season-long five-game win streak come to an end on Saturday night at Harrisburg, but despite having the league's best offense, it's becoming clear that one of the Eastern League's best arms resides in Altoona and right-hander Mike Burrows. Thursday night in Harrisburg, Burrows fired a career-best 7 scoreless innings and matched his season high with 8 strikeouts, allowing just 3 base runners in a 5-2 win over the Senators. Burrows is second in the league in ERA and WHIP and 5th in the league in strikeouts entering play on Sunday. Curve pitching coach Drew Bennis shared his thoughts on what he has seen from Burrows to make him so successful this season.
The biggest thing coming to this year that we talked about was just the consistency of it and being able to drive balls to specific locations that he wants to. And it's not that he has to be fine. He doesn't. He has really good stuff, so he doesn't have to be too fine with his command. I think the importance for him to be able to land his off-speed pitches for strikes is important. He's done that so far. He continues to develop the changeup, which is a huge weapon for him. Just having that third pitch that they have to prepare for and worry about is a really good thing. So he's doing everything really well. He's becoming more and more consistent each time out. And when he's on and doing that, he can pitch at any level, in my opinion.
The Curve looked to make it 5 wins in 6 games in Harrisburg with a win on Sunday afternoon. First pitch slated for 1 o'clock with righty Luis Ortiz on the mound. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Our thanks again to John Moses for his contribution to this week's Pirates Farm Report. And as you just heard, 2021 Marauder right-hander Luis Ortiz getting the start for AA Altoona this afternoon in their series finale in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We'll keep an eye on that one. We'll keep an eye on scores throughout the Pirates organization as well as throughout the Twins organization today as we have multiple Mighty Muscles and Twins prospect watchers joining us here today. So we will have all that for you ahead. We'll step aside again when we come back. We will have the starting lineups ahead of first pitch today here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show at Leacom Park. It's time to meet today's starting lineups. We begin with the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, winners of 6 in a row and 13 of their last 15 games. Here's how the first place Mighty Muscles line up. Center fielder Dylan Noisy bats leadoff for the first time this week. He is followed by shortstop Noah Miller. Rehabbing Twins infielder Tim Beckham will bat third after getting his first game on rehab last night. Catcher Noah Cardenas bats cleanup. Third baseman Keone Cavaco bats fifth. The right fielder Kalai Rosario hits sixth, with first baseman Kyle Schmidt slotted into the seventh spot in the order. Second baseman Daniel Osoria bats eighth. And left fielder Luis Baez bats ninth for the Mighty Muscles, who send right-hander and Southern California native Travis Adams out to the mound. Adams, a native of Palm Springs, California, a sixth-round pick by the Twins last year out of Sacramento State, a program that over the last several years has been huge in producing professional baseball talent. There's the lineup for the Mighty Muscles. For the Marauders today, a record of 19-25, a season-low 6 games under .500. The Marauders have dropped 5 in a row and have won just 4 of their last 17 games. It has not been a fun month of May for Bradenton. Here's how they'll line up in this series finale. Center fielder Sergio Campagna leads off. Third baseman Brendan Dixon bats third. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco on an 8-game on base streak, bats third, with left fielder Jace Bowen, who homered last night, batting cleanup. Second baseman Mike Jarvis hits fifth. Juan Jerez plays first base and bats sixth. The DH today is Alexander Mojica. He is hitting seventh. Catcher Jacob Goldfarb, who also has an 8-game on base streak, is batting eighth. And the shortstop Davies Nadal bats ninth for the Marauders, who send left-hander Jake Sweeney out to the mound. Sweeney on the season of 4.63 ERA, making each of his first 11 appearances this season in relief. And he has gone 23 and a third total innings of work, 25 strikeouts for him over that span. His season-high innings pitch, by the way, 3 2/3 scoreless innings, came just this past Tuesday against the Mighty Muscles in the series opener. He struck out 5 and allowed just 1 hit in that game, so he looks to build upon that into what manager Jonathan Johnston certainly hopes to be an effective start here as the Marauders look to avoid being swept in the series by the visiting Mighty Muscles. So there are your starting lineups today as the home plate meeting is going on right now. Managers Jonathan Johnston and Brian Meyer, and our two umpires today, Garrett Griffin behind the plate, Denver Dangerfield onto the bases. First pitch is moments away here at Leacom Park, and that's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside once more, and when we come back, first pitch and all the action coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime. at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Good afternoon and a happy Sunday once again to you. Spencer Smith back with you from Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, where the sun is shining brightly, blue skies overhead, and tall left-hander Jake Sweeney, native of Hobart, Indiana, takes his warm-up tosses ahead of his first career start at the single-A level. Sweeney on the season working exclusively out of the bullpen up until today. 11 appearances, a 4.63 ERA, 15 walks, 25 strikeouts over 23 and a third innings. Opponents hitting a decent 253 against him. He is a man who has to work down in the strike zone in order to attain success, and when he does, particularly with that two-seam fastball, he will have plenty of success. He will face Dylan Noisy, center fielder for the Mighty Muscles, to lead things off for the visitors. The Marauders in this Sunday series finale wear the home whites paired with the solid black hats. Mighty Muscles back in the purple jerseys, gray pants. And Dylan Noisy kicking a little dirt around, getting settled into the batter's box. Sweeney looks in, gets the signal from catcher Jacob Goldfarb. The windup in the game's first pitch is cut on and popped up. Shallow right field, the second baseman Jarvis out. He yells for it, and he makes the catch. One pitch and one away here at Lecom Park. Beating the Marauders' defense this afternoon. In the outfield left to right, it's Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Round the horn on the infield. Brendan Dixon starts at third base. Davies Nadal at shortstop, Mike Jarvis the second baseman, Juan Jerez the first baseman, and Jacob Goldfarb the catcher. Here is Noah Miller up next. He looks at a fastball strike right at knee high. And again, that is where Jake Sweeney will need to live in order to have that success with that two-seam fastball. Here's the 0-1 pitch from the lefty, and he gets the off-speed in there for strike two. Sweeney will sit mostly in the low 90s with that fastball. So not a guy who can necessarily get away with much up in the zone. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a soft liner to right field. Falls in for a base hit. Noah Miller sitting in the top five in the Florida State League in batting average. Finds himself on the base paths again for the Mighty Muscles. That brings up the dangerous Tim Beckham, who was here on his first game of rehab last night. Twins signed him in February. Man with a good amount of big league experience over the past almost decade now. Right-handed batter awaits the pitch from Sweeney. Takes a long look at first. Now a step and throw that way on a pickoff. Miller back in, standing up. Former first overall draft pick back in 2008 by the Rays. Made his major league debut with the Rays. Got traded to Baltimore. Played in the White Sox system last year. Pitch to Beckham. Fastball. Make it a changeup, actually. Inside corner, a strike. Challenge system is being utilized today here in the series finale. Garrett Griffin, the plate umpire. Denver Dangerfield on the bases. The 0-1 pitch from Sweeney. And Beckham takes high. Last night, Tim Beckham 1-for-3 with a towering two-run homer to left center in the second inning. Also worked a walk. Sweeney with his hands together, standing still. Lifts his leg and deals the 1-1. Beckham swings and fouls it back. 45 games last season at AAA Charlotte. In the White Sox organization last year for Tim Beckham. Became a free agent at the end of the season. And then in the first week of February this year, signed with the Twins and had his first live game action last night. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on the off speed, chasing it high. Jake Sweeney grabs a strikeout. Two gone here in the first. So that'll bring up Noah Cardenas in this right-handed heavy lineup. And in fact, no strictly left-handed hitters in this order. There are two switch hitters, but they, of course, would bat right-handed against the lefty Sweeney. Pitch comes, runner goes. Cardenas swings and misses. Goldfarb's throw to second, a little high, and the tag from Jarvis not in time as Noah Miller swipes second. 13th steal and 15 tries on the year. He moves himself into scoring position. Noah Cardenas, a .221 hitter on the year, 13 RBI. Pitch by Sweeney. Cardenas lays off high. So the count 1-1 is that pitch that came on the steal by Miller was called a strike. And the pitch coming. Swinging a line drive into center. Campagna coming in. Has to play it on a bounce. Noah Miller coming home. Campagna's throw toward the plate. Cut off by Jerez behind the mound. And for the sixth straight day, the Mighty Muscles score first. It's 1-0 on the Cardenas RBI single. Doesn't get much easier from here. This is a talented and deep Mighty Muscles order. Keone Cavaco, who just ended a hitting streak last night, went over 5. Pitch to Cavaco. That's taken low and inside. 0-for-5 in last night's game for Cavaco ended a 7-game hit streak. He was hitting over 400 during that stretch. Cardenas on first base. There he goes. Pitch by Sweeney. Swung on and foul back. And that's probably for the best for the Marauders. Cardenas had a heck of a jump. That is another thing the Marauders pitchers have struggled with this season. Opposing base runners have timed them up so well and gotten so many good jumps on their high leg kicks that many stolen bases have hardly been a contest. 1-1 pitch, slide step by Sweeney. Here's a swing and a drive out to left field. Chase Bowen stops at his tracks and makes the two-handed catch, inning over, but the Muscles strike first on the Noah Cardenas RBI single. Bottom of the first coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Near the bottom of the first inning at Lecon Park, the Marauders coming up to bat against Mighty Muscles right-hander Travis Adams, native of Palm Springs, California. Winds up and deals on a first pitch to Sergio Campagna, stung on the ground but right to the second baseman Osoria. He gathers it, throws to first in time. One pitch and one away in the Marauders' half. Let's meet the Mighty Muscles defense today. Outfield left to right consists of Luis Baez, Dylan Noisy, and Kalai Rosario. Infielders are Keone Cavaco at third base, Noah Miller at shortstop. Daniel Osoria, the second baseman, whom we just met. Kyle Schmidt, the first baseman. And Noah Cardenas catching. Here's Brendan Dixon to the plate. First pitch, a fastball strike. Travis Adams working in the mid-90s with that fastball. That one clocked at 94. Quickly his 0-1. Fastball again. And the heart of the zone for strike two. Brendan Dixon batting 238 this season. Four home runs. Tied for second most on the club. Dixon wisely calls time. Try not to let Adams get too quickly into a groove. Right-hander with the 0-2, and Dixon takes one spiked into the dirt. Looks like Adams slipped a little on his follow-through in his delivery. Fort Myers leads 1-0 on the Noah Cardenas RBI single. 1-2, Dixon checks his swing, the slider low and away, did not go around. Denver Dangerfield down the first baseline, making the call on the appeal. 2-2 on the Marauders' third baseman. Adams winds and fires. Dixon a swing and a miss. Down he goes, strike three. Like so many Mighty Muscles pitchers this season, the strikeouts have come in bunches for Travis Adams. That includes a season-high 7 back on April the 17th in his second start of the year. Here he faces Rodolfo Nolasco, who takes a first offering in the dirt. Two outs, bases empty for Bradenton, trailing by one. Adams working quickly, his 1-0. Nolasco swings, a jam shot, foul back over our heads. Neglected to mention in the pregame show that with last night's loss, the Marauders have dropped into last place in the West Division for the first time this year. Swing and a miss by Nolasco to slider. For strike two. Adams nodding to the signal from Cardenas. Wind up and the pitch. Nolasco lays off outside, just off the corner. Manager Jonathan Johnston in a pregame conversation earlier this week, very blunt and plain in saying that really all three main phases of the game need improvement for this team. 2-2. Is taken onto the inside corner for strike three, inning over. Marauders go in order here in the bottom of the first, and we're on to the second. Fort Myers leads 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. To the second inning we go here in Bradenton. Kalai Rosario, Mighty Muscles right fielder, leads off against lefty Jake Sweeney. Muscles in front early, 1-0 today. Sweeney delivers, and Rosario swings and pops one up. This is behind home plate. Jacob Goldfarb off with a mask, and he runs out of room. Ball falls on top of the extended netting and falls back down as Goldfarb backhands it. Barehands it, I should say. First inning tally coming off the bat of Noah Cardenas, an RBI single lined to center field. Jake Sweeney with the 0-1 to Rosario. Swing and a tapper foul right at home plate. And Sweeney works ahead 0-2. Pretty economical nonetheless in that first inning. Sweeney throwing only 14 pitches in the first. 0-2 from the lefty. Swinging and a foul back. That's going to roll back down. Casey Harms, Marauders performance coach, out to grab it. Sweeney brings his hands together into that simplified windup. The pitch, 0-2, is cut on a missed strike three. Jake Sweeney picks up his second strikeout of the afternoon and gets the leadoff man here in the second inning. Here's Kyle Schmidt playing first base for the second straight game. Catcher by trade. First toss to the right-handed batter. Misses outside. Jake Sweeney, 6'7". Tallest member of this Marauders roster, 240 pounds. 1-0, swinging a line drive. Yanked foul down the third baseline. Manager Brian Meyer, who coaches third base for the Mighty Muscles, going into a quick squat, dodging that ball. Left fielder Jace Bowen throwing that ball out of play onto the Lapensi party deck. Now the 1-1 pitch. Nearly catches the outside corner, but the changeup misses. Schmidt batting .267 on the year, four home runs, two of which came in Thursday's game. 2-1 pitch. Up and in under the hands. And the count is 3-1. Sweeney has the sign. That short rocker step back. His 3-1 toss is swung on, lifted to straightaway center, fairly deep. Campagna back. He is to the warning track and makes the catch in left center field. Schmidt gave it a ride, but not quite deep enough as Campagna flags it down. You could tell somewhat by the sound off the bat that Schmidt didn't quite get all of it. Daniel Osorio will step up, switch hitter batting right-handed. He's a .292 hitter on the year. Pitch by Sweeney. Osorio swings, lifts it to right field toward the line. Nolasco hustling over and makes the catch in fair ground. Three up and three down go the Mighty Muscles in their half of the second. Fort Myers leads, though, 1-0 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey fans, after this coming week's road trip, the Marauders return home to Lecom Park on Tuesday, June the 7th to open a six-game series against the Clearwater Threshers, single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. At homestand will include all sorts of fun, Thirsty Thursday, Faith and Family Night, and Star Wars Night. Coming up on that homestand, June the 7th through the 12th, get your tickets online now at BradentonMarauders.com. Fort Myers 1, the Marauders nothing. We head to the bottom of the second where Jace Bowen leads off. Two-run blast for Bowen last night in the 9-2 loss. Home run accounted for both Marauders runs. Pitch to Bowen here, swung on, popped up behind home plate, and falling out of play. Right-hander Travis Adams getting the start today for Fort Myers. Sacramento State product, sixth-round pick by the Twins last year. Pitch to Bowen, just outside to the right-handed batter for ball one. Sacramento State has had at least one player drafted or signed as an undrafted free agent each of the last 14 years. 1-1 pitch cut on a miss for strike two. So that Sac State baseball program really pushing itself to the forefront. And yeah, crowds of respectable baseball, college baseball programs out there. Of course, California year after year is a hotbed of baseball talent. 1-2 pitch is low and outside to Bowen. Adams happens to have a former collegiate teammate in the Pirates organization. Right-handed pitcher Austin Roberts up at Double-A Altoona right now. 2-2, swung on, popped up over the Marauders' dugout and out of play. Austin Roberts pitching at High A Greensboro last year. He was the Pirates' eighth-round pick in 2019 out of Sac State. Now the 2-2 coming. Bowen takes that pitch low. Like catcher Cardenas thought they had him for strike three. Bowen works the count full leading off the second. The windup and the pitch by Adams. Bowen swings and bounces one to short. Miller grabs it while charging it. Throw on to first is in time and a good stretch by Schmidt. Bowen retired, one out. Brings Mike Jarvis to the dish. Numbers, by the way, for Travis Adams overall in the season. Those who missed the pregame show today, 2.03 ERA, an elite whip of .68. Pitch to Jarvis, check swing, low and outside, able to hold up. He has struck out 28 while walking only 5, so command has not been a problem. He has also missed plenty of bats. Opponents batting .151 off Adams this year. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back this way. Adams comfortably sitting right around 94 miles per hour with his fastball. Shows the high purple socks with the gray pant legs. Hiked up. There's a swing and a pop-up by Jarvis over the right side of the infield. The second baseman, Osoria, is making the call and makes the two-handed catch, calling off the first baseman, Schmidt. Five up and five down for the Marauders hitters to begin the afternoon. Juan Jerez looks to help stop the slide for Bradenton bats. Adams deals the first pitch to Jerez. Fastball just below the knees, not a bad spot. Ball one. A little breeze pushing in from center field, helping make things a little more comfortable here. First pitch temperature at 89 degrees today. 1-0, swing and a miss. Jerez trying to turn on it. Adams fires the 1-1. Breaking ball, swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Travis Adams pitching as if he's double parked this afternoon. Gets that ball on the mound. He's immediately ready to go. Takes a breath. The windup. The 1-2. Jerez takes a slider too high. Juan Jerez is 1-for-8 in his 2 games played in this series. 2-2 coming. He swings and misses strike 3. Inning over. That's 3 strikeouts on the afternoon for Travis Adams. We head to the third. Mighty Muscles 1, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We welcome you back to Lecom Park, where the Marauders trail the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 1-0. Spencer Smith back with you on this warm and sunny Sunday. Left-hander Jake Sweeney getting a spot start, his first of the season, allowing one run so far on an RBI single by Noah Cardenas in the first inning. So on we go to the third. Luis Baez, number 9 hitter in the order, steps up. Pitch taken, fastball strike. Upper 80s to lower 90s with that Sweeney fastball. Lots of movement on that two-seamer. The 0-1 coming. That's a swing and a ground ball to third. Pulled just foul. Brandon Dixon backhanding it and making a nice jump throw. But Baez will head back into the batter's box facing an 0-2 count. After allowing that RBI single in the first, Sweeney has retired 4 batters in a row. Gazes in for the sign from Jacob Goldfarb. Now the 0-2 pitch. Baez takes low and inside. Big league action later this afternoon. The Pirates visiting the San Diego Padres. That'll get underway at 4:10 Eastern time at Petco Park in San Diego. 1-2, swinging a bouncer to short. Taken on the short hop by Nadal. Throw to first on the run. Beautiful stretch by Jerez. In time to get him. Nice throw on the run by Nadal and a nice stretch to the backhand side by Juan Jerez to get the out. Jerez pointing across the diamond to his teammate in appreciation for that effort. And now we're going to have some communication with the booth here. Base umpire Denver Dangerfield is going to talk to the booth now. Are they trying to challenge the call, or what's going on here? I think they're actually having trouble with the base there. First base. Looks like it may have popped up slightly from its anchoring into the ground. Jonathan Johnston going over to look at it. And almost looks like part of the base was flexed upward a little bit. Almost like the dog-eared corner of a page in a book. Never seen that one before. So Johnston taking that base out of its anchoring in the ground and going to maybe try and bend it back straight. Well, they actually just turned it around, I think. He You see something new every day. Never know what you're going to see when you come to the park. And Johnston trying to stand on it, trying to put his weight on it and flatten that base. And I wonder if a member of the grounds crew is going to have to come out and maybe replace that base. Umpires are stumped right now. First base coach Takashi Miyoshi for the Mighty Muscles also standing by. He looked like, he was the one that first noticed that. And Johnston is going to walk over toward the third base camera well, which also doubles as the spot where the bases are stored. I think he's going to go replace it himself. Also, skipper Brian Meyer going to go down the steps maybe and assist him with that. Those just joining us who may be confused about what's going on, the first base bag here at Leacom Park looked to have been bent upward a little bit on one of the corners. That presents a slight hazard to fielders and base runners, so somebody's going to have to come and replace it. Joe Knight, one of the members of our grounds crew here at Leacom Park, is onto the field now and accompanied by a few more members of our grounds crew. So Joe's going to pull that thing up and see what he can do with the bag. Looks like Joe is trying to rip that white canvas cover off of the base itself. Now we're getting a little, almost a little mini episode of how did this get made here today in Bradenton. Well, looks like he won't be able to take it off himself, at least not immediately so. Oh, Libby, another one of our members of our grounds crew, running across the diamond over toward that third base side. Jake Sweeney, in the meantime, taking a couple of warm-up tosses just to stay loose. And Libby's got a tool there from that camera well area, third base side. Well, the Florida State League, you see rain delays, lightning delays, occasionally a power outage here and there, but I believe this is the first base delay I've ever seen. So the grounds crew is still trying to work their magic with that first base bag and trying to do whatever they can to flatten it. Doesn't seem to have made much difference. Umpires just evaluating the situation, as is Johnston, and all parties involved just trying to figure out if it's going to be safe to play with the base remaining in that condition. Denver Dangerfield testing it with his foot just to see what it would look like if a runner were to step on it. And here comes Mike on our grounds crew. He's coming over with the cart full of the rakes and all sorts of the good stuff. And we're going to have a replacement bag here. And the crowd applauds. Yes, indeedy, we're ready to go. Well, the grounds crew always appreciated for their hard work, and this is where the other duties as assigned comes into play. Leacom Park grounds crew getting the job done. And here we go. Dylan Noisy, leadoff man in the order for the Mighty Muscles, steps into the box after the ground out to short by Luis Baez opens up the third inning. Jake Sweeney into his windup, and the pitch coming. That's swung on and foul back. So if you had equipment delay in the form of a slightly bent out of shape first base bag on your 2022 baseball bingo card, my hat's off to you. 0-1 pitch is low and inside to Noisy. Mighty Muscles won, the Marauders nothing. RBI single by Noah Cardenas in the first inning. Still holding up as the game's only run. 1-1 toss. Swing and a big league pop-up down the right field line. Foul ground. Jerez crossing over. Warning track, foul territory. Makes the catch. Two-handed. Two gone here in the third inning. The grounds crew members down on the first base side of the seating bowl talking with Marauders general manager Craig Wojcicki down behind the Marauders dugout. And wonder if we'll get the skinny on the situation from Craig a little bit later today. Here's Noah Miller, switch hitter batting right-handed, taking the first pitch high. Bases are empty with two outs for the Mighty Muscles. The motion and the 1-0. Swinging a pop-up, first base side again, similar spot, foul territory, Jerez over, and practically retracing his own steps, he makes the catch again, inning over, three up and three down for the Muscles. Marauders trail one zip, heading to the bottom of the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Marauders in search of their first base runner of the afternoon. Alexander Mojica leads off the bottom of the third, taking a slider outside. One ball, no strikes. 1-0, the Mighty Muscles lead the Marauders today. 1-0 pitch from Adams, high and inside. Alexander Mojica bending backwards slightly. Working quickly, Adams the righty winds and deals. 2-0, catches the inside corner for a strike. Underneath that black batting helmet, Alexander Mojica has those red and yellow-tinted sunglasses on. Up and in, that next pitch misses. 3-1. The first three-ball count that Travis Adams has gone to today. The offering. Mojica swings and belts one down the left field line, pulling it foul. Well, looks like it had right about home run distance on it. Yanking it foul, just a long strike two. Here's Adams with the payoff pitch. Mojica takes just outside for ball four. So the Marauders do get their first base runner of the afternoon, leading off the third inning. And we'll see what Jacob Goldfarb can do next. Jacob Goldfarb, who is, for the most part, getting just a couple of starts per series this season, has quietly been putting together a respectable year, batting average at .235, but a .435 on base percentage. The pitch, left-handed batter, takes a backdoor breaker for a strike. And with those on-base skills, Goldfarb riding an 8-game on-base streak. Right up there with Rodolfo Nolasco, who has the same. 0-1 pitch, Goldfarb takes outside. Originally drafted by the White Sox in 2019, played a short season at Great Falls. Great Falls Voyagers in the Pioneer League. 1-1 pitch, cut on and foul back. University of Oregon product, getting the bulk of the Sunday catching duties in each series this season. At the plate here represents the go-ahead run. Pickoff move to first. Alexander Mojica flops back into the base at first. Not a big stealing threat. He stole all of one base last season, none so far this year. The 1-2, Goldfarb swings and dribbles it foul. One run, two hits for the Mighty Muscles. No runs, no hits for the Marauders. Bottom of the third inning here at Lecom Park. Sun shining, skies blue. Set by Adams. A pause. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on the fastball. Travis Adams earns his fourth strikeout. One away for Davies Nadal. Switch hitter batting left-handed. The offering, Nadal swings and bounces one left side. Shortstop Miller takes it. Throw on the run to first is in time to get Nadal. What a play by Noah Miller. Nadal almost pushing that one against the shift as they had him play to the pole side. And over on second base, Alexander Mojica and a second baseman, Daniel Osorio, are having some good-natured needling with one another. So Mojica just gave Osorio, his fellow Dominican, a little shove. Always fun when guys have a little fun with each other mid-game. Here's Sergio Campagna. Pitch, check, swing, and the offering low and outside. Did he go around? No, he did not. A little bit shocking to see no go. Pretty close from Campagna. Not a good-looking slider from Adams. Ryander sets, check second base where Mojica has a lead, and time called right as the pitch came. And the pitch is delivered anyway. Campagna whacks out of play right field line, but it will be a no pitch. And now Kalai Rosario, the right fielder, says, what the heck? Because that ball caroms onto the field, and he has to throw it to the Marauders' bullpen. Some funky little moments in today's game. Righty on righty. As the 1-0 pitch comes, Campagna swings and misses ahead of the slider. Two outs. Alexander Mojica on second base represents the tying run for Bradenton. Adams with a 1-1 to Campagna, who lays off low. Sergio reaching base safely in 14 of his last 16 games, a .383 on base percentage during that period. Trying to deliver a base hit to the outfield to plate Mojica. And here's the 2-1 pitch that's high and inside, and how on earth was a balk not called right there? Adams was very clearly leaning toward third as he was in his set position. I am not sure how that was not caught. Adams steals a 3-1. Fastball below the knees for ball four. Well, even Marauders players right there as that move that really should have been called a balk. Campagna from the batter's box was throwing his arm out to his side as if to say, where's the call? Looked like Mojica was doing the same. Either way, the Marauders now have two aboard. First and second with two gone. Brendan Dixon will look to do the job. Adams is ready, hands together above the belt, and the pitch to Dixon. Slider spins outside. Righty on a righty, two aboard, two outs. And the pitch to Dixon. Fastball, inner half, called a strike. Dixon wants to challenge it. A look toward the booth by Garrett Griffin, and the call has been overturned. That's ball two to Brendan Dixon. 2-0 the count. Marauders challenged a few ball and strike calls last night and were unsuccessful, but were able to get this one overturned. The 2-0. Dixon looks at a fastball strike. Alexander Mojica on second represents the tying run. Potential go-ahead run on first in Sergio Campagna. The 2-1, no, instead a leg kick and a move back towards second, but no throw. Mojica chomping on some bubble gum out there as he takes his lead off second base. Sunglasses glinting in the sunlight. 2-1 coming. Dixon lays off outside for ball three. Travis Adams, sharp with his pitches through his first two innings, falling off in that department a little bit here in the third. He's issued two walks here in the third inning as the set comes. And a 3-1 pitch. Dixon takes too high for ball four, and that loads the bases. Hold on, the Mighty Muscles are challenging this one. And the call will stand. Ball four to Brendan Dixon. The bases are loaded. Bases are loaded for Rodolfo Nolasco. Timeout called. A mound visit by pitching coach Jared Gaynor. He's on his first year in the coaching staff for Fort Myers, his fourth season in the Twins organization. Mighty Muscles infielders all joined the conversation as well. And for a Marauders team that has time and time again throughout this week and losing the first five games of this series, Marauders failing to cash in on a number of run-scoring opportunities, including last night when Bradenton went 0-for-7 with men in scoring position. This is a huge spot. Bases loaded with two outs, trailing by just one. We have seen spots similar to this throughout the week where the score is close. Marauders have the chance to at least tie the game and unable to do so. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, Mighty Muscles extend their lead. This is a chance to reverse the narrative here in the series finale. Rodolfo Nolasco, seeing the ball much better lately, 8-game on base streak, will be the hitter. Adams sets and delivers. Nolasco swings and misses through a slider. Strike one. Looks like he chased it low and outside. Tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run on second in Campania. The 0-1, Nolasco takes outside corner for strike two. He wants to challenge it. Griffin looks up toward the press box. And the call upheld. Strike two. Nolasco in an 0-2 hole. Two outs with the bases full. Here's the pitch by Adams, and Nolasco takes just high for ball one. Base hit here to the right spot would do wonders for the morale in that home dugout. Adams nods to the signal from the catcher, Cardenas. Hands together, the 1-2 pitch. Nolasco takes that fastball in tight. The Marauders have never held a lead in this series. Base hit here could change that. 2-2, breaking ball, swing, and a ground ball up the middle, a base hit. Scoring from third is Mojica. Campagna races home and beats the throw standing up. Now hung up between second and third is Brendan Dixon. He dives back into second but comes up short and is tagged out by Noah Miller, ending the inning. But a two-run single by Rodolfo Nolasco gives the Marauders the lead. It's 2-1. We head to the fourth next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
My mindset on got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
A welcome sight here in Bradenton. The Marauders with their first lead of this series here on this Sunday afternoon. 2-1, they are on top. Jake Sweeney deals the first pitch of the fourth inning and misses outside with a changeup to Tim Beckham. Rodolfo Nolasco with the bases loaded, a two-run single to center field in the bottom of the third, putting Bradenton on top 2-1. The 1-0 pitch by Sweeney, swing and a foul off the end of the bat, straight to the backstop. Well, good job by Rodolfo Nolasco, muscling up with two strikes on that clutch hit. Brendan Dixon, though, tagged out at second base, rounding too far, getting hung up. Tagged out to end the inning. 1-1 pitch coming. And that's a bit high. Off-speed pitch in a dangerous location. 2-1 the count. 3-4-5. Tim Beckham, Noah Cardenas, Keone Cavaco for the Muscles here in the fourth. The pitch way outside. And Sweeney covering his mouth with his glove. Clearly not happy with that result. Time called. And again, with the rehabbing Tim Beckham in the batter's box. Rehabbing players not subjected to the pitch clock during gameplay. So Beckham gets as much time as he needs between pitches. Same is true for rehabbing pitchers. 3-1 offering coming. And Beckham swings in, pops it up into shallow left field. The shortstop Nadal backpedaling, waving his arms. He wants it. And with his sunglasses on, looking up into the sky, makes the two-handed grab. That is 8 in a row retired by Jake Sweeney. That all follows the RBI single by Noah Cardenas that at the time gave the Muscles the lead. Speaking of Cardenas, here he is for his second at bat. Right-handed batter takes a swing at the first pitch and whacks it to center field. Fairly deep. Campagna back, and now the breeze catching hold of it. He's running in now and makes the catch on the run. Campagna may be a little fooled, and I think his outfield teammates are giving him a hard time on that read. Bowen, the left fielder, Nolasco, the right fielder, are both looking at him. I think there was a little good-natured ribbing there. So two outs, no harm, no foul. Keone Cavaco, the next batter. Sweeney deals. And that off-speed pitch is too high above the zone. 9 straight retired by Sweeney. Marauders lead 2-1 here in the fourth. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses just outside. I'll be giving you the preview of the Pirates game going on later this afternoon. In just about 20 minutes here, the Twins will be hosting the Kansas City Royals at Target Field. 2-0 cut on a miss by Cavaco. Twins will send Sonny Gray to the mound. He's having a good year. 2.60 ERA. Zach Greinke in his second go-round with the Royals. They'll take the mound for the visitors. 2-1 pitch. Just outside. 3-1 on Keone Cavaco. Bases empty, two gone. Here's Sweeney. He rocks and deals. The 3-1. Cavaco swings and fouls it back. Cavaco playing third base this season. Changed from shortstop last year. He's looked really good at third base. Good range, good quickness. Strong throwing arm. 3-2. Up and in under the hands, and Cavaco draws a two-out walk. So that ends a stretch of 9 in a row retired by Jake Sweeney. And he'll have to pitch from the stretch for the first time since the first inning. We also should note that Sweeney 3 2/3 innings deep into this one. That matches his season high in innings pitched. Here's Kalai Rosario swinging and lifting this pitch to right center. Nolasco toward the gap, as is Campagna. Nolasco makes the call and the catch, inning over, a scoreless fourth for Jake Sweeney. We head to the bottom of the second. The Marauders 2, Mighty Muscles 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
J.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders lead the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jace Bowen will lead the way. Pitch is swung on and popped up down the right field line. Foul ground. And this one is heading out of play into the metal bleachers. Mighty Muscles scored first for the sixth straight game. RBI single in the first by Noah Cardenas. Marauders took the lead, though, in the home half of the third inning on a two-run single to center field by Rodolfo Nolasco. The windup and the 0-1. That's taken a little bit inside by Bowen. Travis Adams sitting on four strikeouts today. The pitch, swinging a chopper foul right at home plate. Adams mighty sharp through his first two innings, went six up and six down, but got into trouble in the third. Loaded the bases on three walks. 1-2 coming. Bowen swings and misses. Unable to connect on the backdoor slider. So it's five strikeouts today for Travis Adams. Quickly approaching his career high of seven. Wind picking up. Blowing off the golf here in Bradenton. Across the field from left to right. Foul pole to foul pole. Mike Jarvis stands in, swings at the first pitch, bouncer to third, foul, backhanded by Cavaco behind the bag. The Marauders with this 2-1 advantage, their first lead of the entire series here in the sixth and final game of the set. It's been a tremendously difficult week for this team, which fell into last place with last night's loss, and something like this. Can't underestimate how big of a step in the right direction it is for this club. Next pitch to Jarvis low. 1-1 the count. Adams with the windup in the offering. Jarvis swings and lifts this one to left field. Fairly deep. Baez going back toward the track and giving way to the center fielder Noisy, who makes the catch for the second out. Looking at the trajectory off that bat, looked like it would be right to straightaway left field, but the wind taking hold of it. That brings up Juan Jerez. Struck out swinging his first time. Base is empty for him with two outs. First pitch swung on, popped foul out of play on the first base side. Full slate of games in both teams' organizations today for both the Pirates and Twins systems. 0-1 to Jerez. Swinging a line drive, shot down the right field line. A foul ball down the right field line. Juan Jerez almost had extra bases. For the Pirates organization today, AAA Indianapolis finishing up their series at St. Paul, another Pirates-Twins organization tilt. That'll be a Sunday evening start, 6:07 first pitch. Indy yet to announce their starting pitcher today. Former Marauder Jiwon Bae with a go-ahead two-run homer in last night's 7-4 win for Indy. Bryce Wilson striking out eight over six innings. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Jerez and the inning is over. So we'll get back to those affiliate scores later on. Fifth inning coming up. Marauders lead 2-1 here at Leecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the first time in his professional career, Jake Sweeney will pitch into the fifth inning here at Leacom Park today. He faces Kyle Schmidt, Mighty Muscle's first baseman. Takes a first pitch strike. 0-1 the count. Sweeney matching his career high with four innings. Also did so last August the 20th in the Complex League. Here he comes with the 0-1 offering. That's taken low. As mentioned earlier, Sweeney working exclusively out of the bullpen this season up until this afternoon, getting the spot start. Marauders lead this game 2-1. 1-1 to Schmidt, way outside. RBI single in the first by Noah Cardenas. Gave Fort Myers an early lead. Marauders jumped in front on a two-run single to center by Rodolfo Nolasco in the third. Now the 2-1 to Schmidt. Swing and a miss. Took a big rip and missed it for strike two. Blue skies overhead, puffy white clouds in the sky beyond center field. 2-2 pitch is swung on, lined up the middle, a base hit into center field. So Jake Sweeney will have to go immediately from the stretch here in the fifth inning. Number 8 man in the order, Daniel Osorio, will bat next. Marauders infielder shading the right-handed batter to the pole side. Pitch is a high strike. Getting back to a couple of affiliate scores in the Pirate system today. Just about now, AA Altoona getting started in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Swing and a miss for strike two on Osorio. Good-looking Sweeney changeup. For Marauder, right-hander Luis Ortiz starting for Altoona today. 3-2 loss for Altoona last night. 0-2, Osorio with a swing and a miss, strike three. Three strikeouts today for Sweeney, one gone. The Altoona curve, by the way, were held hitless through 8 innings in their game last night. Leover Peguero broke it up with a leadoff single in the 9th inning, but that loss ended a 5-game winning streak for the curve. Luis Baez next up for the Muscles. The pitch, he swings and misses, fooled on the changeup. Malik Barrington is starting to throw in the Muscles bullpen. Sweeney is ready. And his 0-1 offering. Fastball right down Broadway for strike two. Sweeney spotting it up nicely today. Rarely behind in the count this afternoon. A leadoff first by Schmidt. The 0-2 to Baez. Take in. Strike three called, and Baez wants to challenge it. Griffin turns and faces the press box. Call is upheld. Strike three. Oh, nice job by Sweeney. Good recovery from the leadoff single so far. Back-to-back strikeouts, but he'll face Dylan Noisy, the leadoff man now. Finally making our way through the Pirates organization. High A Greensboro getting started in about 5 minutes in Asheville, North Carolina. 8-4 loss for the Grasshoppers last night despite a strong start by Jared Jones. Pitched to Noisy. Misses just high and inside. Jared Jones, who pitched for the Marauders last season, 10 strikeouts, but didn't get much run support, got the loss. Andy Rodriguez with a 3-run homer last night for Greensboro, his 6th long ball of the year. Sweeney, the 1-0 to Noisy. Fastball in there for strike one. Marauders 2, Mighty Muscles 1, top of the 5th inning here at Lecom Park in today's series finale. Marauders trying to avoid the sweep. 1-1 pitch on a slide step. That misses low from the left-hander. Jake Sweeney, growing up in Northwest Indiana, big Cubs fan as a kid. Look over at first base in the 2-1. There's a swing and a fly ball to left field. Coming in, Jace Bowen. Couple of steps to his right as he tracks it. He makes the catch, inning over. Mighty Muscles leave a man stranded here in the 5th, and the Marauders keep it at a 2-1 lead. Here at Lecom Park, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles dip into their bullpen for the first time this afternoon. Right-hander Malik Barrington is on the pitch in relief of Travis Adams. Marauders lead 2-1 here at Lecom Park. Final line for Travis Adams today. 4 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs. Walked 3, struck out 6. Those strikeouts matching his second highest total of his career. Alexander Mojica opens up for the Marauders. Barrington lifts his leg and deals, and low and outside, that pitch rolls to the backstop. So Travis Adams, whose only hit allowed was the go-ahead 2-run single by Rodolfo Nolasco, is on the hook as the losing pitcher at this stage of the game. Marauders trying to stretch that lead. 1-0 pitch is there for a strike on the outside half. Malik Barrington making his second appearance of this series, also appeared on Friday night. It's a scoreless 8th inning and a 6-2 Muscles win. 1-1, breaking ball, falls in at the knees for strike 2. Marauders have a right-hander throwing in the bullpen. That is the rehabber, Nick Mears. Barrington with the 1-2 toss, and Mojica swings and misses badly, strike 3. And a tough stretch for Mojica continues, 0 for his last 19. There's a look at Mears throwing in the Marauders' pen. Looks like Jake Sweeney's afternoon is finished after 5 excellent innings. Here's Jacob Goldfarb facing a shifted over Mighty Muscles infield. Left-handed hitter gets pitch number 1 and takes just outside. Marauders in front by one here in the bottom of the fifth. A lot of space down that third baseline for Goldfarb. Should he choose to hit it against the shift? The 1-0 offering. He swings and misses over the top of a back foot breaking ball. Well, so far, Goldfarb has shown himself to be pretty much a dead pull hitter. Of course, the opposition always keeping that in mind for every opposing hitter here. Here's the 1-1. Goldfarb takes on the inside corner, strike two. Jacob went for a brief spell with no batting gloves last week. He's got the batting gloves back on now. 1-2 coming. Goldie takes too low. Went down on strikes his first time up today. Came into this game, though, with a .435 on base percentage in 17 games this year. The 2-2. In the dirt, he lays off. Count runs to full on the Marauders catcher, the eighth hitter in the order. Nick Mears continues to heat up in the Marauders' bullpen, getting ready to pitch the sixth inning, most likely. Malik Barrington ready on the mound on the first base end of the rubber. He deals, 3-2, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled right into the shift. Second baseman Osoria takes it on the short hop, throw to first in time. Two outs here in the fifth inning. As Davies Nadal steps in for the Marauders. Totals on the board, one run, three hits, no errors for the Mighty Muscles. Two runs, one hit, no errors for the Marauders. Barrington with the first offering to Nadal. Taken outside. Davies Nadal played in the Complex League last year. It's not a particularly strong season for him at the plate. 1-0 coming, he shows bunt, pushes a good one down, third base side. Cavaco bare hands and will have no play at first base. A bunt single by Davies Nadal. That was a thing of beauty. There's some speed on the base paths, and more speed coming to the plate here in Sergio Campagna. Found his way aboard via the free pass last time up. Marauders trying to stretch their one-run lead here in the fifth inning. Barrington fires, and Campagna swings and belts this one deep to left field. Baez back to the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Into the bleachers, Sergio Campagna with his first home run of the year. And it's 4-1 Marauders here in the fifth inning. Over the past few weeks, as Campagna does a little Euro step there, stepping on home plate. Over the past few weeks, Campagna has shown remarkable improvement at the plate. And in seeing the improved contact and a little bit higher exit velos than previously shown, everyone thinking just a matter of time before he finally goes deep for the first time this year. And he does here in the fifth inning. 4-1 Marauders as Brendan Dixon takes a pitch low from Barrington. Infield playing the right-handed batting Dixon to pull. 1-0 pitch. Check swing, a very slight one. He takes it outside. 2-0. That two-run shot by Campagna landing halfway up the left field bleachers. An impressive poke. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. Nick Mears standing and waiting in the Marauders' bullpen. The 2-1 pitch. Dixon takes a skipper in the dirt. Count is 3-1. A little bit of two-out noise for Bradenton here in the fifth inning. Two-out bunt single. Davies Nadal. Campagna following up with the blast. 3-1. Dixon swings and lines one softly down the left field line. A base hit. Up with the ball left is Baez. Dixon takes a little turnaround first, but stops right there with a two-out single. Brendan Dixon hitting safely in his second straight game. Rodolfo Nolasco, who brought home the first two Marauders runs today, will step in for the third time. Upping that on-base streak to 9 games with that clutch single. Barrington deals, and Nolasco takes a big rip and misses a slider. There's the 0-1. Backdoor breaker in the side, not by much, to Nolasco. 1-1 one strike on the Marauders' right fielder. Barrington deals. There goes Dixon for second. Swing and a miss by Nolasco. Throw to second base by Cardenas. Way too late. A stolen base for Brendan Dixon, his third of the season. And Brendan Dixon is being called back to first base as the backswing by Nolasco interfered with Cardenas, the catcher. No argument from anyone on the Marauders' side, so Dixon reluctantly walks back to first base. Marauders have extended their lead to 3 here in the fifth inning on the Sergio Campagna 2-run shot to left field. Nolasco waiting for the 1-2. Dixon not going this time. The pitch in the dirt. A good pick by the catcher Cardenas. 2-2 the count to the number 3 man in the order. Malik Barrington is ready. 2-2 coming. And a swing and a miss. Down goes Nolasco for strike 3, inning over. But the Campania 2-run homer makes it a 4-1 Marauders advantage after 5 innings of play. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Strong start by left-hander Jake Sweeney in the books today for the Marauders, who lead Fort Myers 4-1. And onto the mound for Bradenton, right-hander Nick Mears in his second appearance on rehab assignment from the Pirates. Rehabbing righty earlier this year, had arthroscopic surgery on his right elbow. And here in the sixth inning, He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Mighty Muscles order. First off, Twins number 10 prospect Noah Miller. Switch hitter bats left-handed for the first time today, facing the righty Mears, who kicks and fires. And the fastball pumped into the zone for strike one. Mears last pitched on Wednesday. And through one scoreless inning, striking out the side in order. Perfect fourth inning behind starter Valentin Linares that evening. Here's Mears with the 0-1 pitch. Swinging at a pop-up foul out of play third base side. Well behind on the swing at 96 on the heater. Nick Mears, once he's back to full health, expected to be another bullpen option for the Pirates perhaps, and a guy who's possibly going to join sort of the AAA to big league shuttle. 0-2 coming. Mears blazes that one into the edge of the zone for strike three. Outside corner, Miller frozen, and Nick Mears picks up the strikeout to open up the sixth. Final line for Jake Sweeney today. Career-high 5 innings. Allowed just 3 hits, only 1 run, walked 1 and struck out 4. He's in line to be the winning pitcher with Bradenton leading by 3. Mears will face Tim Beckham next. A couple of guys with big league experience squaring off here, and Beckham fooled badly on a first pitch slider in the dirt. About a 55-foot slider, and he cut right through it. Out in the bullpen for Fort Myers, left-hander Samuel Perez. Base is empty with one out for the Mighty Muscles, who trail the Marauders 4-1. Mears deals, and a fastball swung on, bounce weakly to third. Dixon charges, gloves it, sidearm throw on the run is right on the money. Perez with a nice stretch, 2 away here in the 6th inning. Brendan Dixon this season, splitting his time between second base and third base. Even getting a couple of starts at first base here and there lately. And he's handled all of those positions well. Noah Cardenas, the next hitter, with 2 men out and the bases empty. Mears with a long, light brown hair spilling out from under his black hat, fires, and a first pitch, a breaker, just misses the zone. Mears, a former Marauder, pitched here in Bradenton in 2019. Had an ERA of 3 and change in 23 relief appearances that season. The 1-0. Fastball just misses at 95. And given the fact that his elbow surgery was arthroscopic procedure back in February, means a much shorter recovery time than something more invasive. Think about something like Tommy John surgery. Of course, that's about a year and a half recovery time. 2-0 pitch. Mears misses outside and falls behind 3-0. Mears made his big league debut on August the 8th of 2020 for the Pirates. Originally signed by the Buccos as an undrafted free agent, attended Sacramento City College. He's ready, trying to fight back against Cardenas. The 3-0 pitch coming. Fastball right down the middle, a strike. Cardenas is the man who brought home the only run so far for Fort Myers. RBI single in the first, gave them a 1-0 lead. Only stood until the third inning. Rodolfo Nolasco, a 2-run single, put Bradenton in front. They've been leading ever since. 3-1 pitch. Cardenas takes in the dirt for ball 4. And this is the first base runner that Mears has allowed on rehab assignment with the Marauders. Keone Cavaco will bat next. Fly out to left field in the first inning, a walk in the fourth. Muscles, 1 run, 3 hits. Marauders, 4 runs, 4 hits. Mears kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nick Mears, 6'2", 200 pounds, 25 years old. Pirates signed him in 2018. The 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss by Cavaco behind the fastball. Wind picking up again, blowing in from straightaway center. Look in by Mears. He gets the sign from Goldfarb. Hands together at the belt buckle. The 0-2 runner goes. A check swing and a breaking ball in the dirt. Cavaco couldn't hold up. Goldfarb picks up the baseball. Fires the first in time to complete the strikeout, ending the inning. A scoreless six by Nick Mears on rehab. We go to the bottom half. Marauders lead 4-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Left-hander Samuel Perez on the pitch for the Mighty Muscles. His first pitch to Jace Bowen misses outside a ball. Spencer Smith back with you from a sunny Leacom Park in Bradenton. Marauders lead 4-1 here in the series finale. Left-hander Perez, the 1-0 to Bowen. Swing and a miss. Bottom completely dropped out of that changeup. Good pitch. Left-hander in his second appearance of this series. Malik Barrington finished after one inning of relief work in the fifth. Gave up a two-run blast to Sergio Campagna, helping extend that Marauders lead. 1-1 pitch is swung on and bounced foul toward the third baseman. And a nice chop, Gustavo Omana, third base coach for the Marauders. Shuffling to his right, as an infielder would. Slipping it under the net to a young fan down there. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball, high liner out to left field. Baez back to the warning track, and on the near edge of the warning track makes the catch. Hard hit ball by Bowen. Nothing to show for it. Junior Tebow is starting to throw in the Marauders' bullpen now, as Nick Mears' afternoon is finished after another scoreless inning of rehab work. Mike Jarvis, the next hitter, he's 0-2. Pitch, Jarvis lays off low. Marauders getting a go-ahead two-run single in the third inning by Rodolfo Nolasco. Fifth inning, two-run homer by Sergio Campagna, his first of the season. Perez with the 1-0. Jarvis takes onto the inner half a strike. Glad to have you with us on this early Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning, depending on which time zone you're listening from. 1-1 misses low. Pacific time, mountain time. All you folks listening in, still in the morning hours at the moment. 2-1 pitch coming. Jarvis swings and rolls over one to the third baseman, Cavaco. He gathers it and the throw to first. Plenty of mustard on it in time for out number two. That'll bring up Juan Jerez. Left-hander Samuel Perez. Efficient so far, just 7 pitches to record his first 2 outs. Pitch to Jerez. Taken for a strike down in the zone. Marauders leading 4-1 here in the home half of the 6th. Looking to avoid a series sweep. So far, well on their way to doing so. The 0-1. Jerez swings and socks this one in the air. Right center. Center fielder Noisy started in. Now back a few steps. Trying to stick with it. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Ball carried on him a little. Inning over. The Marauders get nothing here in the 6th. We head to the 7th. Bradenton 4, Fort Myers 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bright and sunny day at Leacom Park. Good day to enjoy the sunshine. And if you feel so inclined, bring a little parasol out to the yard. Give yourself some shade. A couple of folks in the crowd have done so today. Junior Tebow is on to pitch the 7th for the Marauders. He deals to Kalai Rosario and misses high and inside with a fastball. Tebow, 23-year-old from Sabana Grande de Boya in the Dominican Republic, comes in with a 4.24 ERA. 1-0 pitch to Rosario. Fastball just misses outside. Command, frequently a problem for Tebow. 13 walks allowed over 17 innings. Hits hard to come by for opponents against him, though. The 2-0. Swinging a bouncing ball up the middle, past the mound. Shortstop Nadal fields it from near the bag. Fires a bullet to first in time. One away. Great job by Nadal, ranging far to his glove side to get it. Solid strikeout rate on the year, though, for Tebow, who, worth mentioning, holding opponents to a .213 batting average and has gotten a lot of ground ball outs. 20 strikeouts over 17 innings for the tall righty. Here's Kyle Schmidt to the plate. The pitch, fastball, blazed into the zone at 95 on the radar gun. Marauders lead this game 4-1. Two-run single, Rodolfo Nolasco in the third inning. Two-run homer, Sergio Campana in the fifth. 0-1 pitch, a swing, and a miss at a dirty slider. Schmidt singled to center his last time up. 1-for-2 in the afternoon. Tebow working quickly. He's on the first base side of the rubber. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a breaking ball lifted to shallow center. Campagna easing in and making the chest-high catch. Two quickly retired here in the seventh. Daniel Osorio, who is 0-2 today, will be the hitter. Pitch to Osorio, switch hitter batting left-handed, swings and lines one to left field, right at Jace Bowen, who makes the catch. Three up and three down for the Muscles here in the seventh. Time to stretch on this Sunday afternoon. The Marauders lead 4-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Many different arms getting reps out of the bullpen today for Fort Myers. In comes right-hander Reggie Grace Jr. He deals to Alexander Mojica, who lays off the first pitch high, ball one. Spencer Smith back with you on this sunny Sunday afternoon in Bradenton. The Marauders lead the Mighty Muscles 4-1. Grace into his motion and the 1-0 toss. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled to third. Right there for Keone Cavaco with a chest-high bounce. Throw on to first. Pulls the first baseman off a little bit, but Schmidt is evidently able to maintain contact with the bag. And Mojica retired on the ground out. Jacob Goldfarb will step up. He's 0-2. Looking to extend that 8-game on base streak. Marauders 4 runs coming on a Rodolfo Nolasco 2-run single in the third. Fifth inning, 2-run homer by Sergio Campagna. First pitch to Goldfarb, cut on and missed. Left-hander Denny Roman throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. Wind up by Grace in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a pop-up third base side. Toward foul ground, Cavaco over and near the line. Makes the catch just inside the line in fair territory for a quick out number two. On the pitching end of things today, Bradenton. Five outstanding innings by Jake Sweeney. Touch for only one run in five innings, a career high. Struck out four, walked only one. He's in line to be the winning pitcher if the Marauders' bullpen can hold it. Nick Mears on rehab for the Pirates. A scoreless sixth inning. Junior Tebow scoreless seventh. First pitch to Davies Nadal plunks him in the leg. As an errant breaking ball slips out of the right hand of Reggie Grace Jr. And the Marauders have a two-out base runner.
And here is Sergio Campagna. He absolutely laid into one his last time up as time is called. Davies Nadal getting extra couple of moments to shake off the pain of that hit-by-pitch in the leg. Signals that he's good to go, so Campagna settles into the box and awaits the pitch from Grace. Ryander comes home with it. Campagna showing bunt, pulls back, and takes low and outside. That two-run homer in the fifth by Campagna, his first as a Marauder. Spending time with Bradenton last season as well. Played in 50 games and change. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, a filthy one into the zone for strike one. Reggie Grace Jr. working exclusively in relief this season. He was the opening day starter here at Lee Com last year. May the 5th, these two teams squared off for opening week. 1-1 offering. Campagna takes in the dirt and a brilliant backhand stab by Cardenas. Looks it into his mitt. Move to the bullpen, though, for Reggie Grace Jr. That was proven to be a successful one. Season ERA at 3.57 over 14 appearances, 22 and two-thirds innings. His 2-1 pitch. Fastball down. 10 walks, 30 strikeouts. Solid strikeout rate there. 30 strikeouts over the 22 and two-thirds innings. Opponents batting .244 against him. Davies Nadal gets off to his lead at first base. 3-1 to Campagna. There goes Nadal for second. Campagna swings and hits this one in the air. Foul down the right field line. Had Campagna not made contact, Nadal looked like he had that one stolen with ease. Nadal playing in just his third game as a Marauder. Have yet to see him steal a base. Off to a good lead again off first. Schmidt holding him on. 3-2. No, instead a throw over to first base. With the count 3-2, two outs. Nadal will be in motion again anyway. Campagna trying to put something in play. Keep the inning going. Marauders looking to extend perhaps a three-run lead. The pitch comes. Pitch is taken low for ball four. Campagna earns a walk. Marauders have a wealth of speed on the base paths for Brandon Dixon. Catcher Noah Cardenas moving in front of home plate, giving a series of signals to his infielders in this first and second two-out scenario. Davies Nadal on second. Sergio Campagna on first. Brendan Dixon is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk today. Grace, hands together away from his chest. The pitch. Dixon takes a little off the plate outside. Mighty Muscles, one run, three hits. The Marauders, four runs, four hits. Grace comes set, and the 1-0 offering. Dixon takes a look at a fastball strike. Reggie Grace Jr. hails from Madison, Mississippi, just outside of the capital city of Jackson. He was the Twins' 10th round pick, 2018, and the pitch challenged by Brendan Dixon. Call is upheld, 1-1, and the Marauders' third baseman. Grace fires the 1-1, breaking ball, too far outside. So the Twins' 10th round pick in 2018 out of Madison High School. Reggie Grace Jr. pitched in the Gulf Coast League in 2018 and 2019. Had a little time on the injured list last summer. 2-1 pitch, inside, brushes Dixon back off the plate, and Grace falls behind 3-1. Eight starts for Fort Myers last year, 2.76 ERA, held opponents to a 190 average. So, as we mentioned earlier during his previous appearance this series, he has succeeded in whatever role the Twins have put him into. 3-1 offering, swing and a bouncer foul, and ooh, Dixon slowly falls to the ground, crumpling into the dirt, and looks like he fouled that ball off his own foot or his own leg. Dixon on his knees and fists in the batter's box right now, and Casey Lee, the Marauders athletic trainer, is out to examine him. Lee stooping down to Dixon's level. And this is not exactly what Marauders wanted to see here. Wyatt Hendry took a pitch to the helmet in last night's game and had to leave. He thankfully was able to walk to the cart under his own power. And Brendan Dixon here is gingerly walking around down the third baseline, trying to gently test the weight on that right leg, I believe. A little tough to see exactly which leg or foot it was. And Dixon, wiping the sweat from his brow, slowly working his way back toward the home plate area. And trying to see if he's going to continue. Looks like he's going to be able to continue, so that's good. So with that leg or foot really stinging, he's going to have to dig into the batter's box with the count 3-2. Two outs with runners on first and second. Both men will be in motion on the next pitch from Reggie Grace Jr. Marauders leading 4-1, looking for some additional cushion here in the seventh inning. Grace sets the pitch. Runners go. Dixon takes low on a breaking ball for ball four. A hit by pitch and a pair of walks load the bases for the Marauders. And time called. Here is pitching coach Carlos Hernandez out of the Muscles dugout. For those who are recently joining us, here's how this 4-1 Marauders lead has developed today. Mighty Muscles scored first for the sixth straight game. RBI single in the first inning by Noah Cardenas. Bottom of the third, Bradenton loaded the bases on three walks. Rodolfo Nolasco delivered a two-run single to give the Marauders their first lead of the whole series. Bottom of the fifth inning, Sergio Campagna followed up a Davies-Nadal bunt single with a two-run blast halfway into the left field bleachers here at Lecomp Park. Campagna's first home run of the season, making it 4-1 Bradenton. It has remained that way since the fifth as we play here in the bottom of the seventh. Mound visit over. Carlos Hernandez back to the visitor's dugout on the third base side. And guess who? Rodolfo Nolasco at the plate with the bases loaded for the second time today. Trying to help put this game further out of reach for the visitors here at Lecomp Park. Nadal on third, Campagna on second, Dixon on first base. The pitch to Nolasco is taken just low, ball one. Reggie Grace Jr. didn't like the ball that he had in his hand, so he spikes that one toward the Marauders dugout, first base side. Gets a fresh one from Garrett Griffin. Marauders leading by three. A chance to break this one wide open here in the seventh with bases full. 1-0 pitch. Nolasco takes low and outside. It gets by the catcher Cardenas, and the runners do not advance as Cardenas catches up to it quickly. Cardenas was able to deaden that pitch with his glove on the backhand reach, so that ball didn't make it all the way to the backstop. And it's good that all Marauders base runners were able to stop and turn on a dime in time so as not to get hung up in no man's land. Dangerous spot here against the powerful Rodolfo Nolasco. Reggie Grace Jr. trying to keep the game close for the Muscles. Right-hander, 6'2", comes set. The 2-0 pitch. Nolasco swings and shoots this one in the air to right field. Rosario to his left. Reaches out and makes the catch. Full stride, moving toward the corner. Inning over. And it remains a 4-1 Marauders lead as we head to the eighth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
One of the hardest guys to hit this season out of the Marauders bullpen, left-hander Denny Roman, is on to pitch the eighth inning for Bradenton, who have a 4-1 lead over Fort Myers. Luis Baez leads off, and the first pitch is swung on and missed through the Roman fastball. Denny Roman this season, 23 and two-thirds innings of work, a 1.52 ERA. 0-1 to Baez. He swings and fouls it back this way, and that'll glance off the facade and roll back down toward the Marauders dugout. 9-1 and 2 in the order for Fort Myers here in the 8th inning. They trail by 3. Roman, the lefty, deals, and the pitch is taken high. One ball and one strike. Denny Roman, over his last 9 games, taking off his season debut, which did not yield pretty results. 1-2 pitch comes, that's up and away. Those last 9 outings, combined 21 and 2-thirds innings. Roman with a .83 ERA. Does a good job keeping hitters off balance and inducing weak contact. 2-2. Swing and a foul back again. Luis Baez 0-2 today. Another 2-2 from Roman. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Marauders pitching staff racking up another strikeout. Not one of their higher strikeout total games, but still a good handful of them this afternoon. One away for the Mighty Muscles. Leadoff man Dylan Noisy will bat for the fourth time. He is 0-3. Marauders in front, 4-1 here in the visitors' half of the eighth. Roman delivers to the right-handed batter. Noisy looks at a fastball strike. Fastball, not an overpowering one from Roman, sitting right around 90. He's spotted it well throughout the season, though. Walks minimal. Strikeouts, a respectable total. Next pitch is onto the inside corner for strike 2. Noisy can't believe it. And now Noisy was looked like he thought about challenging it, but decided not to. He digs himself back into the box, ready to go on an 0-2 count. Roman leans in, gets the sign from Goldfarb. The left-hander. Deals, swinging a bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman Jarvis backhands, bobbles, throw to first. Wide of Jarvis, backed up by the catcher Goldfarb. And Mike Jarvis, a little bobble there on the backhand, and looks like he will be charged with an error. That is the Marauders' first of the afternoon. Team leading 13th error of the season by Mike Jarvis. Third highest error total in the 10-team Florida State League belongs to the Marauders. Total of 53 now on the season. brings up Noah Miller. Switch hitter will turn back around and hit right-handed. Pitch is swung on and lifted high and deep to left center. Campagna into the gap. Cool as a cucumber, he makes the catch for round number two. Campagna just brings such a calming and steady presence out there in center field. Looked and sounded good off the bat of Miller. Didn't quite get all of it. And the breeze in from center field, not helping his case. Two outs for the Mighty Muscles. The Marauders leading by three here in the top of the eighth inning. Tim Beckham is next up. Roman glances at the runner at first and the pitch. Beckham lays off outside. Jake Sweeney got the spot start for the Marauders today. He went a career-high five innings. One run allowed on three hits. One scoreless inning each from Nick Mears, rehabbing Pirates right-hander, and Junior Tebow. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a pop foul out of play on the first base side. A couple of big clouds working their way in front of the sun now. Quickly drifting by as a giant oval of shade engulfs the first base side, now right field and center field. Roman comes set. Here's the 1-1 offering. Low and inside. That cloud cover is now like a blanket slipping over the entire field here at Lecom Park. Count 2-1 on Tim Beckham. He's 0-3. The 2-1 pitch is taken low. Roman falls behind here 3-1. Got to be careful with Beckham. He does bring the power. We saw that last night, a two-run homer in the second inning of last night's game. Now Roman with a 3-1. Beckham takes a knee-high strike two, and Beckham had chucked the bat aside, thinking ball four. And the crowd, of course, is going to ride him for that one. Roman gets new life in this at-bat here. Count full. Jacob Goldfarb pointing to first base, reminding defenders that the runner will be moving on the 3-2 pitch. Roman steps and throws that way over to first on a pickoff. Noisy back in safely. Just 2-for-6 in his base stealing attempts this year. Roman comes set. 3-2 to Beckham. Runner goes. Swing and a weak roller foul up the third baseline. Right-hander tossing for the Marauders. That's Dante Mendoza. Provided that Denny Roman can get through this eighth inning himself, Dante Mendoza looks to be the man in line to get the save situation if the score remains the same in the ninth inning. Beckham taking an extra couple of seconds to gather his thoughts. Rehabbing a shortstop by trade. He's the DH here in the series finale. As much time as needed between pitches. Here's Roman, the 3-2 again. Runner breaks, a swing and a drive out to deep right field. Nolasco back. This ball is off the wall. Into third base comes Noisy. He's being waved home. The throw goes in towards second base. It's wild over the shortstop, Nadal, backed up by the third baseman, Dixon. And it's a long RBI single off the right field wall by Tim Beckham. So Denny Roman, a man who has not given up many runs this season, only 4 earned runs allowed over his 23 2/3 innings, gives up a hard-hit RBI single to right. And now he's being lifted for a pinch runner. And question here is Beckham removing himself? I don't know if I saw manager Brian Meyer motion for a substitution. I wonder if Beckham is maybe feeling a little discomfort here. Well, whatever the case may be, we are pretty far removed from the situation here. We hope that Beckham will be okay. Mikey Perez is going to pinch run for him. So the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Noah Cardenas. Top of the eighth inning, the Marauders lead cut to 4-2. Here's the pitch to Cardenas. That is down the middle for a strike. So So Dylan Noisy on that previous play in motion on the 3-2 pitch with two outs, able to score all the way from first on the long single to right field. The 0-1, Cardenas lays off up and away. The set. Perez the leadoff first. 1-1 pitch is swung on. Weakly popped foul behind home plate. This gets out of play. Danny Roman, one strike away from sending this game to the bottom of the eighth inning, where the Marauders would look to stretch their now two-run lead. Roman deals the 1-2. Too high to Cardenas. Easy take for him. Prior to that, Tim Beckham RBI single. It was Cardenas who produced the lone run for Fort Myers. RBI single in the first inning. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a ball belted down the left field line. This ball is pulled. Foul. Cardenas really got into it. And we almost saw a tie game with that swing of the bat. Big mistake pitch there by Roman. Try and craft something a little more cautiously here on 2-2. Now Johan Montero is starting to throw in the Marauders' pen. Set by Roman. 2-2 again is inside for ball three. Things starting to get a little tense here. Runner will get a head start off of first base again. 3-2, two outs. Mikey Perez, that base runner. Roman, the 3-2 pitch, just swinging a soft liner to left field. That is in for a base hit. Perez takes a small turn around second, stops right there as the left fielder Bowen returns the ball. And the Mighty Muscles are threatening here in the eighth inning. This has become an effortful inning for Denny Roman. Timeout called. It looks like that may be it for the left-hander. Manager Jonathan Johnston is out of the Marauders' dugout. Right-hander Johan Montero has been throwing. And there's the hook. Denny Roman finished. He leaves with men on first and second in this two-run lead of a game for the Marauders, who are up 4-2, and Johan Montero is coming on to pitch. We'll be right back after the pitching change. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela, Johan Montero is on to pitch for the Marauders. He inherits runners on first and second with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Marauders clutching a two-run lead over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The numbers for Montero this season in a handful of appearances for Bradenton. 7 appearances, 10 total innings, a 2.70 ERA, holding opponents to a 179 average. So he's been effective in those 7 appearances for Bradenton, called upon in a tough spot here. Tying run aboard, go-ahead run at the plate in Keone Cavaco. Montero comes set. Righty-on-righty matchup. Pitch to Cavaco. Breaking ball falls into the zone for strike one. Dylan Noisy reached on a fielding error by Mike Jarvis here in the inning. He scored on a Tim Beckham RBI single. Pinch runner Mikey Perez at second base. And Noah Cardenas on first base. Montero with the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Cavaco laying off. That's Mikey Perez out there on second base. Pinch running for the rehabbing Tim Beckham, whose day is finished. Montero ready. Checks second base. The 1-1 pitch is too high on a fastball. Marauders would love to win this game, and this top of the eighth inning, a crucial spot. Here's the set. Now Montero's 2-1. Low and outside in the dirt. He falls behind 3-1. Keone Cavaco removing that batting helmet, wiping the sweat from his forehead. And long, thick, curly black hair. Puffing out in the Florida humidity. Montero trying to battle back here in the count. The 3-1 on its way is inside. He lost him. Ball four. The bases are loaded. And on a day in which the Marauders have had some promising results, things are getting a little scary and tough here in the top of the eighth inning. Time called. Here's pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo out to the mound. Well, for those who may have missed our little scene setter earlier in the broadcast today, the Marauders have lost 5 games in a row, matching their longest losing streak of the season. They are also trying to avoid being swept, not only for the first time this season, but for the first time since late August of 2018. Bradenton trying to avoid that losing streak growing to 6 games, trying to end this homestand on a high note. Marauders have won just 4 of their last 17 games, dropping into last place in the West Division as a result. And as the mound meeting is finished, Johan Montero is really going to have to come after Kalai Rosario, who is 0-3 today. On third base, Mikey Perez, Noah Cardenas at second base, Keone Cavaco at first for the Muscles. Single, walk, respectively. Here's the pitch to Rosario from Montero. Breaking ball, misses high for ball one. Tying run on second base, go-ahead run on first for Fort Myers. Montero sets away from his chest, kicks and deals the 1-0. That fastball is too high for ball two, and Montero has lost the strike zone. Trying to refocus, he gets the sign, comes set. And the 2-0 delivery. Fastball bounced up middle. Shortstop Nadal flips to Jarvis at second for the force play, and the inning is over. The Marauders escape the jam with the 2-run lead still intact. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Marauders looking to stretch that lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Marauders looking for some insurance runs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They lead the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 4-2 here at Leecom Park. New right-hander Jackson Hicks on the pitch for the Muscles. His first pitch of the eighth inning, a fastball outside to Jace Bowen. One ball, no strikes the count. Marauders narrowly escaping trouble in the top of the eighth. 1-0 pitch. Bowen swings and bounces it toward the shortstop position. Out of the reach of Miller. And a base hit to left center field. Jace Bowen, a leadoff single here in the eighth inning. Checking in with his first hit of the afternoon. Well, the Mighty Muscles were able to load the bases against the Marauders in the top of the eighth. Johan Montero was able to get the final out, though, on a fielder's choice grounder to the shortstop. So it's up to Bradenton to help themselves out here. Give more than two runs of breathing room as Mike Jarvis steps up. Jackson Hicks deals. And a swing and a miss by Jarvis in front of a slider. Hicks on for his second appearance of the series. Undrafted free agent signing out of North Carolina. 0-1 toss. Swing and a dribbler. Foul behind home plate. Jackson Hicks, a rarity in the professional baseball world. Attended UNC, but didn't get any scholarship offers coming out of high school, so he played for the club baseball team in North Carolina. He's ready, and his 0-2 to Jarvis. Swung on a miss. Another good-looking slider for strike three. Tough day for Jarvis at the plate, 0 for 4. One away, 4-1. Jerez, 0 for 3 on the afternoon. Bowen on first base, runs well. 7 of 9 in his stealing attempts on the year. Pitch to Jerez. Swing and a miss. That slider from Jackson Hicks. It is effective tonight. Today, I should say. It's past the top of the hour at 2:08 here under sunny skies at Leecom Park. Marauders trying to snap a five-game losing streak. They lead 4-2, the 0-1 pitch. That slider is in there for strike two. Numbers for Jackson Hicks, not outstanding on the season, but the stuff certainly there. Holding opponents to a 2.31 average, that ERA up at 4.97. Long pause, now the 0-2. There's a swing and a drive out to left by Jerez. Easing back a few steps, Baez. Now the wind catching hold of it. He's coming inward, and he makes the catch on the run for the second out. Not the first time we've seen that from an outfielder today. Outfielders for both teams really haven't engaged these constantly changing wind patterns. We've seen it blow in from center. We've seen it blow out to center. And right now, that wind blowing from left field inward a little bit, causing all sorts of challenges for outfielders on those fly balls. Stepping off the rubber here, Jackson Hicks. Jace Bowen still on first base with two away. Alexander Mojica in the box. He deals. Mojica swing and a miss out in front of that slider. There is no action in the Marauders' bullpen. So it looks like Johan Montero will be the man to pitch the ninth. Hicks with the 0-1. Mojica takes in the dirt. While Alexander continues to draw the walks, came into this game hitting just 195, but with a 326 on base percentage, boosted by those free passes. He's walked once today. 0 for his last 20 at the plate is Mojica. 1-1. Low and outside, an incredible backhanded stab by Cardenas. So Bowen has to stay on first base. Mojica looking for something to sock on 2-1. Baby, Jackie, throw another one to the dirt for us, bud. Hicks with a 2-1 pitch. Mojica looks at a slider that spins just off the plate outside. 3-1. And Hicks can't believe it. If I'm not mistaken, the Mighty Muscles had challenges left, but I guess Hicks decided not to go with the challenge. 3-1 on Mojica. The right-hander's pitch is taken low for ball four. Now two aboard for the Marauders here in the eighth inning. So that'll bring up Jacob Goldfarb with a chance to extend that on-base streak. And mid-game here, Goldfarb has gone back to the no-batting gloves look. One of those black batting gloves for his first three at-bats of the afternoon. Looking to drive in a run here in the eighth. The pitch, Goldfarb takes low and inside. Bring the somewhat old-school style pant legs, got the elastic bottoms, just a couple of inches of his black and gold socks showing at the ankles. The 1-0 pitch. Goldfarb, a big swing and a miss. An elastic bottom pant leg with just a couple of inches worth of socks showing. That's just about mid to late 1990s look. 1-1 toss. Swing and a pop-up. Third base side. This gets out of play. Thankfully, a Sunday afternoon. Less traffic than usual out on 9th Street, just outside the park. Right-hander Jackson Hicks for the Mighty Muscles, one strike away from keeping this a two-run game for the visitors. Marauders leading 4-2, trying to stretch their lead, give themselves insurance runs. Hicks with a 1-2 pitch. Take in. Strike three on a backdoor breaker, and Goldfarb wants to challenge it. Let's see what we get. It stands, strike three. And Goldfarb slams the head of the bat onto the ground. We go to the top of the ninth. Three outs to go for the Marauders to end the losing streak. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes, and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Johan Montero will continue on here in the ninth inning on the mound for the Marauders, who lead Fort Myers 4-2 here at Leacom Park. Spencer Smith back with you for this afternoon's series finale. The Marauders have lost 5 in a row, but leading by 2 as we head to the ninth, 3 outs away from ending that losing streak and avoiding being swept for the first time since August of 2018. Plenty of fans enjoying the shade and the covered seats here at Leacom Park. As we roll along here on this warm afternoon, Johan Montero will see the bottom third of the order for the Mighty Muscles. Kyle Schmidt, Daniel Osorio, and Luis Baez. Right-hander from Venezuela goes to work. Into the full windup. And the pitch to Kyle Schmidt. Fastball swing and a bouncer pulled foul down the third base line. Brian Meyer showing off the wheels. Trying to backhand it on the bounce. He knocks it down and can't field it cleanly. Oh, man. Here comes the windup in the 0-1 pitch. Schmidt can't check his swing on a pitch. That's strike two. Our resident DJ, the legendary Gary Saunders, hitting Brian Meyer with the Price is Right losing horn. Next pitch swung on line to short. Diving catch! Oh, baby! Davies Nadal with a diving grab! One away here in the ninth inning. Put that on the pregame highlight reel. Unbelievable diving catch, full extension to the glove side by Davies Nadal. Here's Daniel Osorio, one away. The pitch is in for a strike from Montero. Osorio is 0 for 3. Two outs to go for Bradenton on this Sunday afternoon. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball low and inside. Osorio dances out of the way. Johan Montero looking for his first save of the year. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and foul, tipped into and out of the mitt of Goldfarb. And Montero works ahead, 1-2. Montero, the motion, the 1-2 pitch. Osorio swings and misses. Breaking ball, strike three. One out to go this Sunday afternoon. Crowd getting into it. And it's up to Luis Baez to keep things alive for the visitors. Johan Montero in search of his first save since last August in the Complex League. Pitch to Baez. Ah, breaking ball misses inside. Bases are empty with two outs for Fort Myers. The Marauders lead 4-2 here in the ninth. The windup and the 1-0 offering. And misses just upstairs for ball two. Johan Montero escaped a bases-loaded jam in the eighth, trying to finish it off here in the ninth inning today. His 2-0 pitch to Baez is taken at the knees for strike one. Baez frustrated. Had a marked reaction there to the strike call. 2-1 on the left fielder, ninth in the order. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, swinging a soft fly ball to right field. Nolasco to his right, makes the catch. Ball game over, losing streak over. Marauders win it. A weight off Bradenton's shoulders as they go home happy here on the final game of this six-game homestand. Marauders avoid the series sweep. A solidly played game in this 4-2 win over the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Well, as the Marauders celebrate and high-five over the center of the diamond. A couple of leaping high-fives going on down there. We'll take a break, step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders post-game show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lee Cobb Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith rejoining you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, where the Marauders have just defeated the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles by a score of 4-2. The Marauders avoiding a series sweep, and they snap a five-game losing streak. Here's how today's game unfolded. Top of the first inning, the Mighty Muscles, for the sixth game in a row, struck first. Noah Cardenas with an RBI single after Noah Miller had singled with one out and stolen second base. Left-hander Jake Sweeney in his spot start this afternoon would go on to a solid outing, though. The Marauders, meanwhile, would strike back in the bottom of the third inning, loading the bases on three walks by starter Travis Adams, and Rodolfo Nolasco delivered a two-run single up the middle, giving the Marauders a 2-1 lead. Bottom of the fifth inning, Sergio Campagna blasted a two-run homer into the left field bleachers, making it 4-1 Bradenton. Top of the eighth inning, things got a little interesting. After a strikeout, a fielding error by second baseman Mike Jarvis gave way to a two-out RBI single by rehabbing twin Tim Beckham, and a single by Noah Cardenas followed. A walk by right-hander Johan Montero, who took over for Denny Roman, loaded the bases, but then a bouncing ball to the shortstop Davies Nadal resulted in an inning-ending fielder's choice, keeping the 4-2 lead intact. The Marauders left two men stranded in the bottom of the eighth inning, unable to add any insurance runs, but it would turn out they would not need any. Top of the ninth inning, three up and three down went the Mighty Muscles, including a diving catch, a miraculous diving play at shortstop by Davies Nadal, playing in just his third single-A game, a full extension grab to his glove side, taking a hit away from Kyle Schmidt for the first out of a clean ninth inning by Johan Montero. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Mighty Muscles, two runs, five hits, no errors, seven men left on base. And for the Marauders, four runs, five hits, one error, seven men left on base. Winning pitcher today is Jake Sweeney. He goes a career-high five innings, striking out four, walking only one. He improves to 1-0 on the season. The loss goes to Travis Adams, who pitched pretty well, striking out six over four innings, but he didn't get enough run support. He drops to 3-1 on the season. Johan Montero locks it down with an inning and a third scoreless with his first save of the year. Time of game, 2 hours and 17 minutes in front of a crowd of 520 here at Lee Cobb Park. It was 89 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Mighty Muscles see a six-game win streak come to an end. They drop to 30-14 on the season, still nestled well in first place in the West Division standings. The Marauders end a five-game losing streak, avoid a series sweep, and they win game number 20 of the season, and they improve their record to 20-25 on the campaign. We'll step aside again. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game, and today those honors go to left-hander Jake Sweeney. He got the spot start this afternoon. Left-hander went a career-high five innings, allowed only one run on three hits, walked one and struck out four, and was the winning pitcher, and did a fantastic job setting the tone in this afternoon's 4-2 Marauders win. Jake Sweeney is today's Marauders player of the game. We turn our attention now to the next series that awaits the Marauders. Team will hit the road for Lakeland, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, starting on Tuesday. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at Lakeland's Publix Field. We'll be on the air for pregame coverage at 6:15, And we hope you can join us, whether at the ballpark or on the air, to catch the Marauders in action as they look to turn this into a new winning streak here after getting off the schneid with this afternoon's 4-2 win. The Marauders, by the way, back home the following week against the Clearwater Threshers. Tuesday, June the 7th is when the team returns home to Lecompte Park. Tickets for that entire homestand are available online at BradentonMarauders.com. So that'll do it for us. Here's the Marauders finish the homestand on a high note here in Bradenton this afternoon. Once again, the final score, the Marauders 4 and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 2. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from Lecompte Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.